Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Q4 and FY24 earnings conference call of Go Digital Limited, organized by Kirin Advisors. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Ganesh Nalavadi from Kirin Advisors. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. On behalf of Kirin Advisors, I welcome you all to the conference call of Go Digital Limited. From management side, we have Mr. Ravindra Doshi, sir, Managing Director, and Mr. Ashutosh Biyani. Now I hand over the call to Mr. Ravindra Doshi. Over to you, sir.
Yeah. Good afternoon, esteemed participants. Welcome everyone to conference call of Go Digital Limited. We are delighted to have you all here as we reflect on our outstanding performance throughout quarter four of financial year 2024 and entire financial fiscal year. Before we dive into the detailed financial analysis, I would like to offer a brief overview of our company and the remarkable journey we have embarked upon. Since our inception in 2009, Go Digital Limited has been leading the charge in telecommunication and infrastructure department, offering state-of-the-art solutions, services licensed by the Department of Telecommunications. Our unwavering commitment to meeting the communication needs of Maharashtra and around, through the deployment of number of cell sites, establishment of robust optic fiber network, cable infrastructure backbone, we have strived to ensure seamless connectivity across the region, participating with the esteemed clients such as Vodafone, Bharti, Reliance, Tata Teleservices, BSNL, and we have been instrumental in shaping the telecommunication landscape of Maharashtra. Together, we have pioneered innovative solutions and technologies that have not only enhanced connectivity but also improved the lives of millions of people in the region, especially during the COVID. As we continue our journey, our focus remains on innovation, reliability, and customer satisfaction. We are committed to pushing the boundaries of what possible, whatever is possible in telecommunication infrastructure, and we look forward to shaping the future of communication in Maharashtra. I would like to share operational performance during quarter four, financial year 2024. Firstly, I am delighted to announce that Go Digital has been awarded substantial work orders and extension value 21 crores by Navyuga Engineering Limited. We anticipate completing this work by June 2024. Furthermore, our collaborative efforts with OSR Teleservices have been resulted in securing a prestigious contract to lay optic fiber cable duct. This is concession, not contract. And cable ducts and other telecom infrastructure along with Mumbai-Nagpur Samruddhi Highway. This project not only highlights our expertise in infrastructure development but also demonstrates our ability to secure significant concessional contracts through strategic partnership. The operational highlights underscore our commitment to excellence, innovation, and strategic growth initiatives. I am confident that through our continued dedication and collaborative efforts, Go Digital will continue to thrive and make significant contributions to telecommunication and infrastructure landscape. Go Digital is poised for significant expansion and development in coming years, with an impressive pipeline of projects totaling 400 crores for 2024-25, with a strategic focus on enhancing connectivity through fiber optic along expressway and communication corridors, alongside specialized infrastructure construction. Co Digital Limited is set to play a crucial role in driving innovation and progress. Forthcoming projects, particularly concerned to Samriddhi and Mumbai Metro lines, underscore KDL's Co Digital Limited's commitment to shaping the future of transportation and communication in India. Anticipating even better growth ahead, Co Digital Limited envisions an estimated 1,000 crore from similar ventures in 2026. This makes an exciting chapter for Co Digital Limited as it continues to spearhead transformative initiative and infrastructure sector. Commenting on financial performance, quarter 4, financial year 24. We achieved remarkable financial milestones with our total income soaring to 36.11 crores, making an outstanding year-on-year growth of 289.66%. Our robust performance continued with EBITDA reaching 7.28 crore, showcasing substantial year-on-year growth of 254.47%. An impressive EBITDA margin of 20.16%. Additionally, our profit after tax stood at 4.49 crores, demonstrating significant year-on-year growth of 253.37% with PAT margin of 12.43%. Looking at the broader picture, financial year 24 was a year of exceptional growth for us, evidenced by our total income attending to milestone of 125.08 crores, reflecting an extraordinary year-on-year growth of 393.93%. Our financial year 24 EBITDA surged to 17.07 crore, showcasing notable year-on-year growth of 259.84% alongside a commendable EBITDA margin of 16.25%. Moreover, financial year 24 profit after tax witnessed a substantial increase to 11.49 crores, representing remarkable year-on-year growth of 256.72% with the profit after tax margin of 10.94%. These outstanding financial results underscore Co Digital's robust growth trajectory underlined by strategic initiatives, operational excellence, and unwavering commitment to customer satisfaction. The rising communication needs and our strategic positioning will continue to lead us to achieve new heights and enhance our market share. Before we dwell into question and answer session, I want to express my sincere gratitude to all stakeholders for being integral part of our growth journey. Your support and involvement have played a crucial role in our success, and we genuinely appreciate your valuable contribution. With this, I would like to open the floor for questions and answers. Thank you once again for your presence and continued support.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We have our first question from the line of Krishna Kumar, a shareholder. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Good evening. Can you hear me, sir?
Yeah.
Sir, my question is related to regarding the prestigious award which we got from Sukanya Samruddhi scheme. So may you know the when the work is going to start? Is there any progress in the? I just wanted to know about that.
Unfortunately, the moment we got the award, after 3 or 4 days, this election code of conduct started. So the board official, who is having the signing authority, has been deputed to election duty, expected to come back and join on 21st. So you have a fairly within 21st to 25th, we will get all the papers signed and we'll start the mock.
Okay.
We need 3-4 days for the officer to come back, because the MSRDC works on a board structure. So all four board members, IAS officers, are required for this type of big approvals.
Okay. And sir, related to the same question, sir, there is a misconception in the media. Some people are telling even if you start this project work, the revenue will be generated only after 2 years. Is that right?
No.
Okay.
Okay. See, I have already explained this point earlier also.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'll do it once again. See, this is milestone based. So it is not that we have to complete entire 700 kilometers into two. Once we mm-hmm. complete 100, we get our revenue starting. Every 100 kilometers, we are handing over to the telecom company and we are getting paid.
Okay.
So at the end of 2 years, our regular revenue should start. Construction will be completed in 2 years and then regular revenue will start. Here we will get revenue by milestones we complete.
Oh, okay. So you mean to say this 2024 also we can generate some revenue from this project?
Some. Not very big, but then at least we'll be able to cover our
some
cost.
Part.
Yeah, some part.
Okay. Yes. Perfect. And sir, other than that, sir, may I know the present order book other than the Sukanya Samruddhi project?
Sir, I think I need to educate our all investors in detail. Yeah. This is not order book. This is project in hand. The concession.
Okay.
So it is a different model. It's not no general order book. Yes, order book we have is Navyuga. And that will be also a big chunk.
Yeah, actually that was my question, sir. Other than this concession part, what is our current order book like a Navayuga, and we also did joint venture with Railtel. So
Railtel till now we are not awarded any tender because we have to participate and then there is a big competition. So sometimes we get, sometimes we don't get.
Yeah. Okay.
So Railtel, there is one big tender coming. It is under preparation, so it will be another 2 months or so. Some revenue is possible from there also. Some revenue means 20-30 crores.
Okay.
These are all, sir, one moment, Krishna Kumarji. We deal mostly with the government departments, so those tenders and things take some time. It is not, nothing happens instantly. And you might be aware of the thing.
Yes, right, sir. And may I know, sir, after the ballpark number, like how much revenue can be generated with this present prestigious award, the concession award?
Sir, I have already given, I have issued the guidelines. Please read that.
Okay, I'll report you. Yeah.
And whatever we are talking, it is already there in it.
Okay. Just get the information from you directly. Yeah, that's okay. Thank you, sir.
Please. Uh-huh.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir. We have our next question from the line of Yashwanti from Cogen. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity and congratulations for the good set of numbers. So we have seen the EBITDA margin of around 20% in Q4 and 16% for the overall FY24. So just wanted to understand with this kind of a project in hand and we are progressing with very good work in couple of telecommunication infrastructure. So what kind of a margin guidance or what kind of a margin sustainability you wanted to guide us?
I think my chartered accountant will answer that. Ashutoshji? Ganesh? Please connect Ashutoshji.
Sir, Ashutosh sir is connected with us.
Yeah, Ashutosh sir, please answer my
question. Ashutosh ji, please answer the question.
Yeah.
So meanwhile, as I told you, take my question, can I go for the next one, which you can answer?
Yeah, please go ahead.
Yeah. So as you said that we mainly cater to the government and that the process happens through the tendering. So just wanted to understand what kind of a qualification, I mean the technical qualification we need to maintain or we need to satisfy to bid for the tender, and what is the minimum size of a tender which we can, in a sole capacity, we can apply to?
See, normally we can go to tenders 3 times of our turnover.
Right. Okay.
So it is, this is 105, so I can go up to 300 crores. And okay. When we don't, even if we are not qualifying, we have the partners like Railtel.
Okay.
So there is no size limitation. We generally see what is our capacity and accordingly we do.
Yeah, basically we want to understand in like sole capacity how much you can package it.
I can do up to 300.
We can. So that is normally a qualification, like always.
Yes.
3 times of our
actually, ma'am,
revenue.
The
is...
qualification norms differs organization to organization. This is the normal standard.
Okay. Okay. And yeah, is Ashutosh available?
Yes, I am available. She's asking about margin and I'm not sure which margin she is asking. Please answer that.
Sorry, she's asking for last year margin. Last year turnover is 21.27 crore. Our profit is 4.31 crore. So then our margin is 20%. This year our turnover is 105.08 crore and our margin is 16.30 crore. So margin is 15%. So there is margin depend on project to project, Navyuga project.
Yes.
Other projects. Yeah.
No. My question was, sir, in the last quarter of the FY24, we reported the margin of around 20%. For the full year, we reported the margin of around 16%. So on a FY25 or FY26, I just wanted to understand when we are progressing on the last size of the orders, what kind of a margin we can expect from the company. We will be able to maintain 16% or we will be able to maintain 20% or there is an upward bias. I just want to understand margin guidance from you.
Ma'am, we will be able to attend what we have attended last year and we will definitely improve. But you have to understand, this is basically infrastructure work. And there are times when we are not able to complete it in time. And although it does not, this work is not bound in the quarterly cycles, which normally exchange and stock market is following.
Yes.
I'll explain further. Normally, first quarter is good. Second quarter, there is a monsoon season and it is complete dip.
Okay.
Because no infrastructure work can take place.
Okay.
Then again third quarter and fourth quarter. So when you average out first three quarters and fourth quarter, so there is always fluctuation in revenue and performance.
Yeah, I just wanted on the yearly basis only. So I was expecting
yearly is fine. Yearly whatever.
Yes. So 16% plus we can always expect from the company.
Yes. We'll try to improve it, but infrastructure, you never know.
At least you will be able to maintain it, right?
Yes.
Yes. So the third bookkeeping question, what I wanted to understand is that we have gone through your balance sheet and we have seen that there is a reduction in the long term as well as the short term. But if you see your interest expenses which has been reported for FY24, there is an increase. So just wanted to understand when we are reduce our debt, why our interest charges are high. All this debt repayment has happened in the last quarter of the current reported year.
Ashutosh ji?
Yeah. So interest is, cost is increased due to, for full year we have paid interest. In the last month, in March, we completed our preferential. And from preferential, we have surplus money at the time. So we paid our loan amount. So that reason that there is short term borrowing, long term borrowing is showing very reducing. But our interest amount is same. In next quarter, in next year, our interest portion I think very low. It depends on project. Project is gone and so we have take loans. yeah, we have external funding. That time maybe finance cost may become, but there's the reason interest got the same for financial year for 24, but loan amount is very reduced compared to last year.
And I can ask one more question. Just wanted to understand that in June we came out with the ICO and the ICO issue price was around 190. The last month of the current the reported financial, that is in the March 24, you have allotted preferential equity shares on the preferential basis as well as the warrant on the preferential basis, where the price is around it's quite high, 795, around 790. So what has increased so substantially from the issue price of 190? We are making a second offer at such a high price.
This price is decided by NSE. That there are rules to finalize the preferential price. We don't do that, right? Okay. Ashutoshji?
Sir, we price is based on valuation report.
That is done by our merchant banker?
Yes.
Yeah, that is
who does
that? To understand what the valuation has impacted, that from the issue price of 190, now you are raising the another offer at around 790.
Who will answer this? Ashutoshji,
either
Rajan is to answer this or this one, our merchant banker.
There is rule is independent valuer take.
Valuation last. I was told that there is a rule.
No problem, sir. I will take this question on one-on-one basis. I will connect you separately.
Okay. No, I will connect you to the right person.
No problem, sir. I will connect you on one-on-one basis.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, thank you so much. I wish you all the best.
See, what my advisor is telling me, it is done by the exchange, NSE. Exchange valuation. So I'll keep the supporting ready.
Yeah, thank you so much, sir. I wish you the best.
Yeah.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Nitin Shetty from Equirus. Please go ahead. Mr. Nitin, are you there? As we are unable to get to Mr. Nitin, we will move on to the next participant. We have a next question from the line of Sandeep Singh, a shareholder. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. First of all, congratulations for a very good year.
Thank you, Sandeep.
I have two questions. We start with what will be expected breakup of EPC work and telecom rental in the guidance which you are providing. So you, at the start of the call, you said 400 crores. So what is the likely breakup of, assuming we achieve that?
Sir, as of now, our projection is 250 from EPC, 130 from the project, the Samriddhi project, and 20 from our lease revenue. Because we construct and lease it out. So we already have optic fiber lines and things, so that generates 20 crores for this year.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Second question is, will in coming years revival of Vodafone or potentially BSNL help getting better rental yield on Mumbai Nagpur?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We will be doing much better.
Okay. And does Core have existing relationship with Vodafone or BSNL?
All. We have already explored, and earlier we were told that the funds are not there. Now funds are there. So deployment will be there on Mumbai Nagpur. So our margin will increase. Number of lines which we are putting, we will be able to rent out more. So we will make more money. And revenue will continue for first 15 years and after 10 years extension. So 25 years guaranteed revenue is there.
Good to know, sir.
And then one more small point, shareholding pattern, which we call also called SHP, is not updated as of March 24. It looks like a slippage from CS or statutory auditor. Just advise them to update it like on a timely basis. So that's a useful information for all investors.
Yes, sir, I have noted. I will see that it is complied with.
Okay. And then one follow-up question, which I think was also the query from the previous caller, is that some of your balance sheet component, what you have updated on exchange, is probably not, I'll say, coherent or complete. So my request is, without extending too much discussion on this forum, is that request your CA to have a hard look at the different section of balance sheet and see whether those are adequately updated, etc. So,
yes,
for
example, sir, our CA is on
component of balance sheet
available in this conference. I'll also see that he follows it.
Perfect. And one last question, sir. You have already followed a very good practice of quarterly results. Very good to see that you're coming on con call. Even if you're not coming regularly on con call, some kind of a one-pager breakup of two, three things will really help your investors. One, typically, like, what is the seasonality of your revenue? Because if we talk within investor community about core digital, I mean, you understand it's a very small community and everyone keeps on talking about certain stocks. There is a lot of confusion, a range of expectations of what typically is the breakup of revenue across four quarters. That's one. Second is also on the margin profile. So I understand why no one can give a guidance in this kind of a business where, you know, raw material cost can go up, exhibition cycle can change, but it's still within three components. Like, you gave the revenue breakup. If you can, maybe next quarter, need not to be right now, I mean, as a company, if you can give some kind of a guidance, what is the typical margin profile for one EPC, second rental, and third, you talked about revenue from that particular concession agreement, right? That will help, you know, educated investors to do some kind of a margin profile expectations also.
Yeah.
And that will be very, very helpful also. So that's it from my side. So.
Sandeepji, we are waiting for go ahead from MSRDC because some officers are signing authorities are not present and they will be joining only after 28th. So project side, this quarter revenue I expect nil. This quarter, current quarter.
Okay.
Because we'll start work, but then finishing 100 kilometers, it will take time and then monsoon will come in. So this quarter, most of the income will be from EPC because that work is going on full scale. And lease revenue comes in March only.
Mm-hmm.
Lease is always because all agreements are March to March with all telecom companies. So you will always see that Core Digital is having very good results in the last quarter because all lease revenue comes. So that is the very fat margin is there in it. Profit margin is very high in lease. Others are having different levels.
Perfect. Understood the point, sir. I wasn't necessarily focusing on the next two quarters, but it's still good to know, sir. I'm good.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Manoj Kulchandani, a shareholder. Please go ahead.
Hi, Doshiji.
Hello, sir.
Yeah. A big congratulations to you for the very good set of numbers.
Thanks a lot.
I think so most of the questions have already been asked by many people. I mean, you also answered, I had the query about how the margin of the fourth quarter is actually high as compared to the top line, you know, but you mentioned that the lease revenue is coming in the last quarter. Okay, so you mean to say the whole income from the lease comes only in March or you get paid every quarter as well, some amount, or it's only in March, the full amount for the whole year?
No, it's a very small stream of lease revenue comes on quarterly basis, very small. And the major chunk comes in the March because all our agreements are March to March.
All right. Also, sir,
telecom companies are also happy to make payment in March. Don't know why.
Of course. Also, I've seen the results. There is a jump in the receivables reported, you know. So is it because of a March effect or the...
No. So this, what has happened is because of this election announcement and code of conduct, some of our small permissions are pending. So whatever is billed, but still minor clearances and sign-off is pending. That is why it is pending.
Understood. Yeah. Also, is it the reason for the cash flow being negative?
Sir, this... I have 40 crores balance.
I'm just asking you questions which I see from your balance sheet. You know, maybe you can answer them better. I mean, rather than people speculating on social media, you know, if you come in with your CA online and you ask those questions out loud, it's better.
Yeah, I'll ask him on all of them. Mr. Ganesh? Mr. Ganesh?
Yes, sir.
Ashutoji? Ashutoji?
Yes, sir, I know.
Now, the same question. Cash flow.
The operating cash flow is negative, 6.83 CR. And investing, we have invest purchase of 7.52. And our financing activity cash flow is positive, 156. And cash is available, 40 crore. And operating cash flow is negative due to high... investing, purchase stock, and also trade receivable, which is self-explained, and we have advances given for purchase of goods in advances. So due to this is negative operating activity, and the overall amount is recoverable in next quarter. So this is positive, expect positive from this side.
Yeah, most of it is already recovered.
Okay.
27, 15, and this one.
I just wanted to ask whether it will turn positive in the next quarter. The cash flow.
Yes.
Yes, it will be positive.
All right. Also, sir, we have seen a 4x jump in top line in profits. I think so, nearly 5x also. So, will we see a similar jump going ahead, or will we expect a little lower growth going ahead?
Sir, it is not possible to grow at this speed. It will be two, three times of current.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir.
Not five times.
All right. And we just hope to see the Bhumi Pujan pitch of the Samruddhi work as soon as possible.
Sir, I am also waiting for it because it will be mostly next week sometime.
All right. Wish you the best, sir. Wish you the best. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, sir.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Jay Trivedi, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, Ravindra, sir. Really nice numbers, so very congratulations for that.
Thanks a lot.
I have a question regarding, you just mentioned about the lease revenue coming up in the last quarter.
Yes.
So I just wanted to ask your CA, that whether it can be accrued over four quarters or not.
No, it is not like that. It is not like that. Let me explain. We normally have, whenever we are leasing our lines, we have agreements for 6 years, 12 years, 15 years, like that. And then revenue comes every 3 years. Billing is done every 3 years.
Okay.
So, but then we have multiple lines. So, this year, this 20 crore, about 20 crore is coming due in March. It is not quarterly revenue. It is 3 years.
Okay.
We get 3 years rent in advance every time.
Okay. Okay. Thank you for explaining that, sir. The next question is regarding the loans and advances. Is it because you have paid advance to your vendors to procure material?
No. This is a work in progress. Right now, we have material, and what we are doing is the EPC contract, which is material is issued by the principal vendor. So this is purely labor work, and then it is already milestone achieved by our vendors. So we release some payment, but final measurements and other certification could not be done in March That is why it is showing advance. It is already completed. Billing is done. So this quarter you will not see any of the existing one. And there is no loan. It's only advances to our vendors.
All right. And one last question regarding the next quarter. Basically, you said that the work could not be started.
We are doing multiple. This is, we are talking about a specific project which is supposed to be started, but they, because of clearances and permissions, it is held up due to code of conduct, because no board meeting can take place during this time. So once board meeting takes place, immediately we will start work. We have paid all the fees and everything, bank guarantees given. All formalities are completed from our side. We are just waiting for the officer to join and sign.
Yes, sir. I understand. So on the same line, just wanted to ask, like, you have other streams of revenue apart from that main project. So can we expect a slightly lower numbers for revenue next quarter, or it will keep on continue with the overall expectation of 200?
Actually, what has happened? Na? Some revenue and billing from March has overflown to April. So this this time also you can expect good one. I am expecting a good one. Good quarter.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Thank you. That's it from my side.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Preet Shah from an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Ah, ji.
Am I audible, sir?
Yes, you are audible.
So, sir, my question was that, sir, could you give me the revenue breakup of quarterly wise, that what could we achieve, that for example in Q1, in Q2, in Q3, in Q4, in not number terms, but in what could we can achieve? Just for an example, that in Q1 it will be high, in Q2 it will be low, in Q3 it will be high.
Yes. See, Q1 is moderate. Whatever you see last year, that will be in a similar line, higher. Q2 is always low. Because of monsoon, Q2 is always low. In this company, even if you see last 5 years record, it will be, you will find same. Then Q3 and Q4 is the major jump.
Okay, sir. And sir, my next question was that, why we have seen the dip in the March quarter? As per you, Q3 and Q4 would be great. So as we have seen in December, we have done 54 crore order, and in March we have done 34 crore revenue. So yes, what was the reason for that?
This is actually infrastructure project. There are so many issues. Sometimes we are not able to complete something which I am supposed to complete in March, so it has gone to April.
Okay, sir.
That billing could not be done because there is a long process. There is a measurement and then certification and everything. So there are times because of certain operational issues, those certifications are not possible. Could not be done in time. So that thing is done in April. So April it will be visible.
Okay. So could we expect June quarter, April to June quarter results would be great?
Sorry?
Could we expect the June quarter results would be great?
We have been giving great results only, Vrijji.
I'm angry, sir. मेरा ये क्वेश्चन था कि मार्च से ज्यादा होगा या कम होगा
सर आज कैसे बताऊं आधे में
अब वो भी
अभी हम वी आर हाफ वे अभी नहीं बता सकता हूं क्या उधर लास्ट डे तक साइनिंग और सब चलते रहता है अभी उसमें कभी हुआ कभी नहीं हुआ एक बिल साइन नहीं हुआ तो 5-7 करोड़ का डिफरेंस आ जाता है ना
हां ओके सर And sir, just one last question. Could we achieve 400 crore revenue of FY 2025 as per your
guidance? I am positively hopeful for you.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
next question from the line of Shubham, a shareholder. Please go ahead.
Hello, Ravindraji.
Hello, sir.
Congratulations for a good result. And I think you have kind of achieved the guidance that you have given for the financial year 24.
Yeah.
Congrats on that. It's good to see a growth company hitting guidance and kind of creating a lot more predictable set of outcomes for investors. So congratulations for you and the team.
Thanks a lot, sir.
I have a couple of questions. I'll just try to keep that simple. I think most of that has been answered. I think on the guidance for the next year, which is 400 crores, and I think in various shapes and forms, we have also given a sense of what the quarterly guidance would look like. But I just want to be a little specific in terms of the Q1 to Q4 guidance. If you can give a little sense in terms of how this 400 crore would be distributed across these four, and then maybe just a ballpark number or just a percentage would help.
Mm-hmm.
Both in terms of the top line as well as...
Let me. No, top line, bottom line will be decided by the chartered accountant. That is later. I have the average rule. So average, you can expect somewhere around... Let me calculate. First quarter will be somewhere about 20%, 22-24%. Second quarter will be less than 20. Balance in next two quarters.
Awesome. So this really helps. And also, Ravindraji, on the preferential fundraise, now that you have raised it and have the right to capital, would like to also understand what exactly is this capital going to get used for. What I understood is that you have paid a larger part of the debt. So is the I'm assuming the company is now almost debt-free. Will that be a correct understanding?
It is debt-free. It's not 20, 30, 40 crores for lakhs for this big company is nothing.
Correct. So essentially, by and large, minus the 20, 30, 40 lakh, we're largely debt-free.
Yes. I was debt-free earlier also. Because of this big project, sometimes we may have to take bank's help.
That's fine. So my larger understanding was that given we paid larger part of the debt, I'm assuming the operating margin, etc., and in fact the PAT that way would improvise from next quarters. And if Ashutosh ji can ascertain that, that would be helpful.
We will do that, sir.
Coming back to the fundraise thing, Ravindra ji, what is the fundraise would largely be used for?
For a project.
Okay, largely for working capital, so to say?
Yeah, basically these projects are concessions granted by government to us. And once we do the construction, the asset belongs to us for 25 years. So that will go into in financial terms, capital or asset building, which will bring me revenue for 25 years, rent.
Got it. And I'm also assuming that, Ravindra ji, as in the starting of the financial year, you've given a 400 crore guidance, but you're also equally and actively participating in more tenders and more work orders as the year progresses. Towards the end of every quarter, we would potentially like to hear happy news of new orders coming in, increasing the potential.
So country is growing, infrastructure is increasing. So, means I have given two guidances. After 26, financial year 25, 26, then what I'll do? I have to take new tenders for that.
Correct. And the is going to Maratha. Are you looking at outside Maratha?
Sir, your voice is breaking.
Yeah.
Am I audible now? Yes.
Oh, yes, sir.
Okay. My question was that,
Maharaj, sir, I have a lot, means more than sufficient projects and orders in Maharashtra. We'll see in future if needed. We will. Because see, what we are doing right now is we are working on Mumbai Nagpur, and I have seen news in paper and then from my sources also, the same highway, not by MSRDC but by NHAI, will be extended up to Calcutta. That will happen. It will work. Will start next year. So yes, if needed, we are willing to expand to out of Maharashtra also.
Okay, awesome. That's really good to know, Ravindji. My last question, Ravindji, was there are a couple of new initiatives that we got our attention by various announcements which came through SEBI. So we just wanted to understand what exactly is the progression there. I think there were some AI-led interventions and some other pilots which were happening. Is there any update on that, or is there something that you would like?
I would like to tell all of my investors. Sir, I was under impression that I have to make announcement for all, including my associate companies. So then I have been guided by a consultant that that is not necessary. So AI project and our deep tech projects are not part of Core Digital as such as of now. There is a future possibility. If we decide, then we may merge into this. But they are very small things. 20, 30, 40 projects, startups. So it will take its own time to grow first. Once they have some substantial revenue and when they need investment from my side, then we will decide about it. It was under wrong impression that I have to make every announcement regarding my associate companies, which is not correct. So we have stopped it.
Got it. And when you say associate companies, these are not subsidy companies of Core Digital. These are independent.
Not subsidiaries. No, not subsidiaries. It is funded by me and my own, and there is very small money is needed. It's not. It doesn't need big money also.
Got it. So thanks for the clarification, Amandaji. And wishing again very best, and hope to see similar stellar performance in coming quarters. All the very best.
Thanks.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Sumitra from HNI. Please go ahead. Sumitra, are you there?
Hello, am I audible?
Yes.
Yeah. So firstly, congratulations on the work that you're doing. And I would also like to compliment you on one thing. There were a lot of rumors that were going around about the company. But listening to the con call, I can say this thing that what has come across in this con call with your answer, sometimes you are a little too honest and you are giving very pinpointed right answers rather than giving any bloated stuff, whether it is with respect to the OPMs, and which is very likable. And I think this is a kind of an appreciation for you that a lot of misconceptions that I particularly had about this company or the promoters has got changed because of how you are answering these questions. So that's a compliment to you. So good work on that. Second is with respect to this con call, I would request that this con call continues. This is the first of every quarter con call that exists for Go Digital. I hope that particular transformation continues.
Mitraji, can I answer this?
Yeah, please do that.
See, I would love to do that, but then this work and then load and this project, it's so massive. And at times it is very difficult for me to prepare and then sit here for hours and answer.
But I'll
try. It's my promise. I'll give it a sincere try to do it every quarter.
But I must say, sir, these are very honest answers. Thank you so much. I really appreciate that you're very upfront. Very different. It's a very small company. And the attitude that you have towards your work and towards being very, very upfront, I think this is something that you can continue. It's really helpful. A lot of my misconceptions have changed because of this con call. So thank you for arranging this particular con call. And it has given me a lot of idea about the company also. Thank you for that. Now, can I just...
You are any of the investor, if they want to know anything, if they are free, just make a call. fix up time, come over.
Oh, nice, nice. Thank you so much. But
even if you want to inspect the work which is going on in field, you are welcome. All you have to do is just ask for the right timing so that right person is there. Otherwise, this is all dust and dirt work. You won't appreciate if you go.
No, but it's amazing. After hearing you, a lot of what I'm saying is there were a lot of rumors that were going around. And after hearing you,
sir, can I answer this? So I expect my investors at least to be highly educated and intelligent to see through. Okay. If a person is lying, it is available openly. You tell me, on Twitter I have seen that somebody is saying that I have distributed 22 crores to my relatives. Any listed company can do that? Is it possible?
No, it's obvious.
Legally, promoter will go to jail. This is nonsense if people believe. Now what to do?
No, perfect, perfect. I think the best answer is this con call that you've arranged. We had a lot of misconceptions, so thank you for that. Second thing is, can I just ask my question now?
Please.
Yeah. So my question was, see, just a little bit clarity, because there have been two, three things that have been going on. So just to understand the revenue guidance, it is basically 400 crores for the year. Even if we do 300, that would also be a great achievement. But right now we are looking at from the current 105 to a 400 crore year for this particular financial year, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And we are going to maintain the margins that we are currently operating at. But we'll try and see if we can improve them over a period of time. Is that understanding also correct?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, that's it. I think all the other questions have been answered.
I'll tell you one thing. I never give a projection which I cannot complete. Unless I have a very clear vision, I will not give the guidance.
So brilliant. Thank you for this call. More about the call itself. Thank you so much and thank you for being so upfront and please continue your the way you communicate because probably the structuring can improve, but the way you communicate in terms of the honesty that is there, I really liked it. So thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Amit Mishra, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hello, sir. Am I audible?
Yes, you are audible, sir.
Yeah. First of all, congratulations on a great set of numbers and good year. I have a query based on your opening remarks, sir. Did I hear correctly that FY26, we are looking at 1,000 crore top line possibility?
Possibility is there, yes. It is based on projects I am already holding. I am not, for achieving my revenue targets, I am not depending on any new tenders or orders.
Okay, so based on existing projects,
yes,
what you have, we are expecting 1,000 crores.
Correct.
In FY26.
Yes, sir.
Nice. So that's very good. The Samruddhi, this project, so you mentioned that we get the payments every 100 kilometers. And this is
once we complete 100 kilometers, then we hand over it to the telecom companies and then we get our money.
So do we get
initial money
before? So, do we get any advance before that?
I'm trying hard to get. Let us see.
Okay.
I'm seriously trying that.
So, the other thing, one thing I heard during the Q&A that we use some of the preferential issue money for the debt payment also. Is it correct?
Yes. Yes, it is correct.
Okay.
Why should I pay interest? I am a very simple businessman. When I have money in my bank, why should I pay interest to bank?
Yeah, and we will use the remaining one to fund the project, basically working capital.
Yes, yes, I will use remaining one to fund my projects and whatever is given towards clearing the OD limits and other things. Limits are already there with me, so I will not be short of money.
So how much is remaining from this preferential issue raise we did for 41 crores?
40 crores and 41.
No, but how much is remaining after paying the debt? As of now?
I'll tell you. 36.
36, right.
I'm a very low debt company anyway. And that's even with the bank debts also, I'm also very low. No, I don't like to pay interest.
Exactly. Less interest, the better. Mm-hmm. And the other thing is, if you can just give a rough summary or total order book, except this concessionaire projects, what is our order book or contract value what you have signed?
Other than, it's not signed, sir. We have the running bill system.
Okay.
So once right. Contract is given or awarded or work order, whatever is the term used by the other side.
So you get a contract and then you get under that contract various work orders. Basically.
Yes, yes. All the rates are frozen and then extensions.
So, okay, we got, so we finalize.
Yes, suppose we are finalizing, say something, say 5 kilometers of construction, that is going to bring in me 20 crores. Then once we provide the running bill for 5 kilometers, then the additional 5 kilometers is given to me. Once I finish that, then additional 5 kilometers is given to me like that. So one contract keeps extending.
Right. That's good. The current. So the other thing I wanted to ask is the concessionaire projects, the renting or leasing, what you were mentioning, how is that price defined?
I'll explain that. Because it is good you have asked this, so everybody will know. Sir, MSRDC has a fixed rate per meter per month for this type of product, telecom duct. So rates are always decided and they are certain.
So they are fixed.
They are fixed. They are fixed with escalation, yearly escalation.
Okay. So escalation is based on inflation or some metric?
No. These are the terms of MSRDC.
Okay. And what is the what is this rate per meter per month for this
right company? Right now, I think I'm not 100% sure. Right now, it is 14 rupees per meter per month. I can confirm and get you this thing back.
Okay, sir. And this is 700 kilometer highway, right?
This is actually 700 kilometers to both the sides, so that 700 into 2.
Okay, right.
It is 1400 kilometers work.
Okay, so that's all. Other questions have been answered with other participants. Thank you, and wish you best of luck for the next financial year and FY25 or FY26 target as well. Yeah. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Ganeshji, bahut thak gaya main yaar.
We have our next question from the line of Gaurav Sachdeva from Sajak Fund House. Please go ahead.
Yes, you are audible.
Sir, in one of the questions regarding bifurcation in percent terms of revenue quarter-wise, you answered that normally we get 20% in first quarter and less than 20%.
No. This is projection for this year only.
Okay. So are we?
I don't have visibility for next year.
Okay. I'm talking about FY25.
Yes.
So, are we looking for near about 80 crore revenue in quarter one?
Expecting.
According to your estimate.
I'm expecting. See, this is all infrastructure. 20, 30 crores here and there in one quarter and another quarter always happens.
Okay. Thank you.
Because if it is not completely checked and measured and certified, then that payment will not come in this quarter. It will come next month.
Okay.
Like that, yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Thanks for the time.
Right. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that would be the last question for today. And I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Ganesh for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, everyone, for joining the conference call of Koro Digital Limited. If you have any queries, you can write us at research@kirinadvisors.com. Once again, thank you everyone for joining the conference call. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. On behalf of Kirin Advisors, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.